Elliot Crimp is from Rotorua. He's from Taro Ngati Kahunu. And Elliot contracted meningococcal disease as a toddler. By the time he was nine, he'd spent a year and a half of his life in hospital. He's undergone many surgeries, including skin grafts and amputation of his toes, fingers, and lower right leg. But the young guy's been determined to stay active throughout his childhood and has recently discovered a love of CrossFit training. That was during the COVID-19 lockdowns. And Elliot's just received a new prosthetic blade, which is going to help him take his sport to the next level. Elliot's with us today, so is his mum, Kushla. So I say kia ora kōrua to both. Ko Dale tēnei. I will go to you first, Elliot. Thanks for joining us on Pāki Waha today. Elliot, tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Good to talk with you, Elliot. Well, look, mate, we love you because you've weathered a storm that many of us have managed to sidestep. I've seen meningococcal and the devastating impacts it can have on people, but you've taken it on board stoically, and it hasn't defined you. Still a young guy who loves his sport. So big ups to you. And tell us about this prosthetic blade. I know you're doing CrossFit, but you're a young guy who likes to stay active. Elliot, what does it mean to you to be able to continue your sport with this high-tech additional tool?
Just before I say anything about that, I'd just like to thank the Starship Foundation and Barfoot and Thompson, as they've been a huge help with getting this new blade. And I wouldn't be able to be where I am without them. This blade's mean a lot to me at the moment. It's really helped me with being able to do movements in the gym that I wouldn't be able to do before. Such as box jumps and getting up to the wall to do like handstand push-ups and things. It also just genuinely helps me with moving around and helps me stand on my feet for longer and walk a bit faster as well.
Well, we've seen them on the athletic track. These blades can be pretty amazing. Tell us about, obviously you've had prosthetics before, Elliot. Is your mum there as well, bro?
Yeah, she's right here.
I better be polite. Hey, Kushla, tenakwe, ko Dale tēnei, Kushla. How you doing?
Are you been? Good.
Well, he can run away from you faster now when you ask him to do chores.
He never did them before.
Oh, cut it out, Mum. Don't be like that.
Don't call me out on the radio.
Good on you, Elliot. Hey, Elliot, most of us are familiar with these blades. They're pretty sophisticated, aren't they? Can you talk us through what was involved with you getting this tool to help you with your sporting life, and the design, who you met with, and how it works for you?
It was months of trial and error to get it done. I had to come in every couple of weeks ish get it fitted and stuff, because at the time I was also growing quite a lot. So I think at one point they had to re-measure or recast the leg because I'd grown a centimetre taller. So that set us back a lot more. But it was a lot of work to try get it done.
So this because you're 15 now, aren't you, Elliot?
Yep.
And so you've still got some growing to do. I'm picking another 5 or 6 years. And so what's the situation with this blade? Is it something that you need to get modified annually, or how's it going to work going forward?
I just get a new one every time I grow. So every time I get taller and taller, they have to recast so I can have the right fitted leg. So it doesn't cause any issues, such as rubbing.
Do you carry an air of positivity, Elliot? You're inspirational to many. Be very easy to understand if people went into their shell somewhat, but you've boxed on, and like I say, you haven't let meningococcal disease define you. What are some of the interesting places that you've taken your sport to, and let our listeners who might not even know of you, Elliot, talk with us a little bit about what sport and what exercise has meant to you as a young guy.
It's really rewarding for me. I've done a couple of competitions with my my older brother Angus. We've just competed together doing like synchro movements and stuff in a gym. But yeah,
there've been plenty of people supporting you over the years, and you too, Chrysler. We know that Manager Cockle, it's pretty indiscriminate, isn't it? You don't really know how kids get it, or do you know what happened in Elliot's case, Kushler?
No, we don't know at all how he contracted it. It just all of a sudden happened, and, it definitely changed everyone's lives. The whole dynamic of the whānau had to change just to suit what was going on. My mum had to look after Elliot's two older brothers for the year and a half that Elliot spent in the hospital as soon as he contracted it. So, and I mean, the many operations he's had since, also whānau have stepped up a lot and helped out with us. They've been awesome.
Like I say, mate, you're a young, proud young guy, and that happened, way back in the day, and so there's not much you can do about it now. You just have to box on with what you've got, and I'm really pleased, Elliot, that you're inspiring others by getting involved in exercise, athletics, and the like. But CrossFit comps, where are you at with them? How many have you taken part in, and what's coming up for you, Elliot?
I've done a couple so far, a few in like my hometown and one over in Taupo. I'm wanting to do more. We're like searching at the moment for doing a couple of others. So far I'm just training to get better so I can do more of the movements and hopefully go up into the higher stages such as like intermediate or RX.
Wishing you well with it. Have you got any data to share with us about how you've been tracking in your CrossFit? What's the what's your best skill in CrossFit?
I'd probably say handstand push-ups. My legs really helped moving forward with my progress with that.
And your dancing?
A little bit.
Mum, what's the story?
No comment.
it's really good the meeting you. Hey, Elliot, do you talk with other kids who might have contracted meningococcal? Are you comfortable to talk about your own situation? I'm sure that many young people could learn from, your reality and your attitude.
I haven't really talked to many people about it. I'll talk to people like at my school about it and stuff when they're curious. But I'd be happy to help people wanting to learn and stuff about it.
I think it's the type of thing we don't know many people in the community that are like Elliot. It's not until we go to things like the Helberg Games where Elliot gets to meet others that's when they can all share their stories. So unless we have those times where they're all together, he's a bit limited. You have lots of friendships and stuff with people online, Facebook, social media. That's a really good way that he connects with others.
Yeah, cool. What school are you at, Elliot?
I'm at Rotorua Boys High or Raukura.
Raukura? And all your mates just treat you like anyone else there?
They're all good about it. They're pretty supportive.
Well, I want to wish you well with your mahi. Also, I want to acknowledge, through Starship, Barford and Thompson have actually been in there helping with 3 years' worth of funding for tamariki and rangatahi living with an amputation. It's pretty magic, isn't it?
Yeah, they're really cool. Such such a neat cause.
So that blade you wear, Elliot Crimp, what is it worth?
Ooh.
A leg? I'm sure probably an arm and a leg.
It's worth an arm and a leg? Okay.
Yeah. A lot to us, say. Yeah. A lot more than we can afford.
Yeah, yeah.
We never asked.
Okay, but it'd be in the thousands, wouldn't it, bro?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're, probably like a couple thousand or so.
Yeah. Well, it's been really neat speaking with you. All the best with the sporting endeavours. But, hey, bro, also with life, can I salute you too, Mum? I bet you've been by his bedside all those times he was in hospital and, trying to raise the other bros. Are they nice to you, mate, or do they spoil you, Elliot, your older brothers?
I wouldn't say they spoil me. But they're all right.
Hey, all the best with life going forward, Elliot. Thanks for talking with us. None of our people, no one listening today, I would suggest would have a prosthetic blade. But we know that if they can be helpful for you to get around better and to challenge yourself in a sporting environment, then hats off to Starship, hats off to Buffett and Thompson. And hats off to Mama Kushley, who's beside Elliot Crimp as we speak today. Great meeting you two. Thanks very much for spending some time with us on our program today, Elliot and Kushley.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Have a great day, man. And we'll be following your sporting efforts in the months and years ahead, Elliot Crimp. Thanks very much, Elliot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
See you, man. Hey, Kornita. Thanks very much, Kushley. Thank you, Elliot.